Welcome to the HBC Brief Podcast, your essential industry update in under 10 minutes. I'm Greg Adams, bringing you the latest news, legislative changes, and marketing tips that matter to HVAC contractors. Stay informed, stay ahead, let's dive in.
Hey there, glad to be back with you for another deep dive into the HVAC world. You know how much we love digging into the latest industry news, and you guys sent over some really interesting stuff this week.
Yeah, I was really struck by the variety this time around.
Right. We've got everything from, like, high-stakes skills competitions to,
major company moves.
Exactly. So, okay, let's start with this first article from HVACbrief.com. It's all about the PHCC skill contests that are happening in October. Have you heard about these?
Oh, absolutely. It's like, you know, the Olympics for plumbing and HVACR.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see the level of skill these competitors have.
Seriously. I mean, we're talking best of the best, all gathered in Birmingham, Alabama, to prove their stuff. And get this, the whole thing is being emceed by sportscaster Chris Stewart.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. They're really pulling out all the stops this year.
That's cool. You know, bringing someone like Chris Stewart in just goes to show how important these events are becoming. You know, the industry's facing this big skills gap right now, and these competitions are about way more than just bragging rights.
Totally. It's like the article was talking about how competitors get all this national exposure, which makes sense. I mean, think about it, with so many experienced techs retiring, we need fresh talent more than ever.
Absolutely. And it's not just about, like, filling empty positions. It's also about making sure that the next generation has the skills and knowledge to handle all the new technologies and challenges that are emerging in HVACR.
So you think this skills gap is about more than just an aging workforce?
I think it's more complicated than that. It's like part of it is generational, you know? It seems like a lot of young people just aren't considering the trades as a viable career path. And then there's also maybe a perception problem, you know, this idea that skilled trades aren't as high tech or as prestigious as some other professions.
I could see that.
But competitions like this are really trying to change that narrative, you know. They're showing just how much skill, precision, and problem-solving ability you need to succeed in this field.
Yeah, no, you're right. And the article talked about how competitors have to, like, diagnose faulty systems, roughen bathrooms, even demonstrate brazing. I mean, that's intense.
It's impressive, right? And that's why I think the PHCC Educational Foundation's involvement is so key here. They're not just showcasing these amazing skills, they're investing in the future of the industry, promoting apprenticeships, you know, giving these rising stars resources to learn and grow.
So it's about more than just winning a contest. It's about building a pipeline of talent for the entire industry.
Exactly. I mean, these events are a fantastic way to get young people excited about the trades and connect them with potential employers.
It's like they're changing the whole image of what it means to have a career in HVACR.
Precisely.
Yeah, it's like saying, look, we're not just some middleman for parts, right? We're your partner here.
Exactly.
And with the brands they're bringing in, I mean, you've got Rood Honeywell Global, like, you name it. They're really going all in on this.
Oh, yeah. They're aiming to be a one-stop shop, no doubt about it.
Which, you know, when you think about it, it's got to be huge for contractors, right? Like, time is money in this business.
Oh, absolutely.
Imagine, you know, needing a part, like, right away to finish a job.
And you're stuck waiting.
Exactly.
This new hub could be a game changer for that.
For real.
Quicker turnaround times on repairs, installations, everyone wins.
It's like, you know how annoying it is when you're waiting for, like, the cable guy, whatever?
Right.
And they're like, oh, we'll be there between, like, 10.0 a.m. and, like,
4.0 p.m.
Yeah.
You're just stuck.
Exactly. This could really cut down on that kind of hassle.
No doubt. And, you know, it's funny because it made me think about something you mentioned earlier about how there's this, like, perception problem around skilled trades.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're not high tech or whatever.
Right.
But then you see Century going all in on this, like, state-of-the-art facility, technology, customer service.
It's a different story.
Totally. It's like they're saying, hey, we're taking this seriously.
It's very forward-thinking, yeah.
And, you know, it kind of reminds me of those PHCC contestants using their skills in this, like, high-pressure, tech-driven environment.
Yeah.
It's like two sides of the same coin. You know what I mean? Absolutely. And just like those skilled technicians need the right tools and training to excel, a company like Century needs to optimize its operations to stay ahead of the curve.
It's all connected.
Exactly. It's all connected.
And this new hub seems like it checks all the boxes, right?
Yeah.
Efficiency, more products, and that dedicated training center.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, what kind of training do you think they'll offer there?
Well, it could be anything from you know, very technical skills training on new equipment and technologies to like business management courses for contractors.
Oh, interesting.
They might even offer certification programs, which would be a huge draw.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine getting certified on the latest HVAC systems at a state-of-the-art facility like that.
Yeah, that would be huge, especially now that everything's changing so fast.
Exactly. It's all about staying ahead of the curve.
For sure. And it brings us back to that idea of investing in people you know, which seems to be like a big theme here.
It is.
Whether it's apprenticeships or skills competitions or training centers,
mm-hmm.
it's all about making sure we have enough qualified people to keep everything running.
Absolutely. The future of the HVAC industry depends on it.
No doubt. And not just people, but people who are like tech savvy and adaptable.
Exactly.
Because who knows what the next 5 years will bring?
Well, the HVAC industry of tomorrow will look very different than it does today, that's for sure.
Okay, so we've talked about this skills gap, the rise of these high-tech distribution hubs and how technology is changing everything.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another piece to this that I kind of wanted to touch on.
Go on.
Well, it's like we've been really focused on the business side of things. But at the end of the day, HVAC is really about people, right?
100%.
It's about keeping people comfortable and healthy in their homes or workplaces and schools.
That's what it all boils down to.
Yeah.
It really is. You know, we can talk about square footage and logistics all day long.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's about creating environments where people can thrive.
Exactly. Like I was reading this article the other day about how indoor air quality is becoming a major health concern.
Oh, absolutely.
And it made me realize like HVAC systems play a huge role in that.
Huge. I mean, think about it. Hospitals, schools, office buildings.
We rely on these systems to keep the air we breathe clean and safe.
It's more than just comfort. It's about health and well-being.
Absolutely. And that's another reason why all this stuff we've been talking about is so important, right?
Right.
The skills gap, the technology, the focus on sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the HVAC industry is undergoing this massive transformation.
It really is. It's an exciting time to be a part of it, though.
It sounds like it. So with all these changes happening, what do you see coming down the pike in the next few years?
Yeah.
Like, what's next for HVAC?
Well, I think we're going to see even more integration of smart technology, you know, AI, machine learning, things like that. Using data to optimize system performance, predict potential problems before they even happen.
So instead of just reacting to breakdowns, it's about being proactive.
Exactly. Preventative maintenance is going to be huge.
Right.
It's better for everyone involved.
Makes sense. Less downtime, fewer headaches, lower costs.
Precisely. And of course, let's not forget about sustainability.
Right.
Energy efficiency is only going to become more important moving forward.
For sure. Well, it seems like the HVAC industry is in good hands with all these innovations and the talented people driving them forward.
I think so, too. There are a lot of passionate people working hard to make a difference in this industry.
That's awesome to hear. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. I always learn so much from chatting with you.
It's been my pleasure. Always happy to talk shop.
And to all our listeners out there, thanks for joining us on this journey into the ever-evolving world of HVAC. We'll catch you next time.
That wraps up today's HVAC Brief. I'm Greg Adams, helping you stay on top of the HVAC industry. For more in-depth coverage and exclusive content, head over to hvacbrief.com/subscribe and sign up for our newsletter. Until next time, keep cool and stay efficient.